All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. No, a little bit loud. A little. Got the delay on there. I can hear myself coming back. All right. All right. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. All right, we're there? It doesn't sound. Something's on my volume on my ears there. Bear with us, folks. There we go. That's it right there. Now it's sounding normal here. All right, folks, it is Friday. That's right. We made it through another week, folks. No small feat, I might add. And now the exciting part, making it through the weekend. I know many of you are thinking, Kim, it's raining out there. Certainly the criminal element won't be out there doing their thing in the rain. Folks, these people are resilient. You see those bums out there in the rain, those friendly bums. My gosh, these guys are some of the friendliest bums I've ever seen. They're waving at me when I leave the house. Oh, wait a minute, dude, they ain't even got the Lakeland and 55 yet. I know. But we just want to let you know, we're happy. But, folks, it is Friday, and another hour and 52 minutes will be the beginning of the Gun and Knife Club here in the city of Jacktown. You need to be strapped down in Jacktown, or you'll be on a collision course with destiny. That's right, folks. They're going to put them tools on you. We live in an area that's dominated demographically and politically by Democrats. And I might add, the more virulent form of Democrat, the Democrat head, known for its indifference to anything, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, God, country, they don't care. And go to great pains to let you know they don't care. And if it means taking your life, oh well, they'll just make another one. All right, folks, but don't you worry, because I've advised you that when you come to Jackson, you need to be strapped down in Jacktown at all times. Don't just carry a gun in Jackson. Carry it with your finger on the trigger. Not just on the trigger, duct taped on the trigger with an extended magazine in there. I mean, you need to even add a magazine to the bottom of the magazine. And I know it might get a little heavy, but you know what really gets heavy? 6 feet of dirt on your chest. So don't you fall victim to these screets. You need to be prepared. I know what you're thinking, Kim. Hey, I'm a big diversity guy. I know how to talk to others. I won't say any particular color because folks get mad, but you get my drift. Hint, hint. I know how to talk to people. Okay. All right. Okay. See, people don't want to believe the strong man. They don't want to take my word when I tell you that you're in danger, Will Robinson. Danger when you come through the streets of Jackson. Even the mayor is known to break camp every Friday. He's headed out of here. He loves Jackson, but he loves the high life also. So if you don't want to fall victim to these streets, you need to be out of town by sundown. Well, actually 6 p.m. now since it's daylight savings time. And now you don't have to do it, but you got to understand, you're a member of the Gun and Knife Club, whether you want to be or not. Okay. So you've been warned. And for those of you traveling through Jackson for the first time, we're going to advise you. We're going to play the anthem for the city of Jackson. And that anthem can be heard throughout the cities of America where Democrats are in charge. And that is an anthem where you don't stand and put your hand over your heart when you hear it. This is one where you drop to the ground and do what we call here in Jackson, a dance known only to Jacksonians. It's called the belt buckle crawl. That's when you're lying there on your belly, squirming around there, trying to avoid the penetrating gunfire that's going to ring out. And you got to understand, folks, if you get shot here in the city of Jackson, our coroner does not do autopsies on you. You get shot, you die of a bullet wound in Jackson, it's called natural causes. You're just gone. Now, if they find you without a bullet wound in your room temperature and deceased, then there's going to be some head scratching and some chin stroking. That's peculiar. What's wrong with this fella? Okay, so you fell out from a heart attack from the gunfire. Now, then they might do an autopsy on you. Just out of curiosity. But I can assure you, you talking about coming into this world naked, you will leave naked here in Jackson. Because, baby, they shoot you in Jackson, you'll be robbed clean before you hit the ground. Be like piranhas that hit you. Gold tifuses, watches, and all your matching tennis. And don't let your tennis shoes and your clothes set match. Oh, they gone, dog. You going up to them pearly gates, booty butt naked. That's right. Even, look, under, I don't know, he came in here naked. Because, you know, here in Jackson, brother, they find you dead, they could have ID on you. They said, no, we don't know nothing about it. When you're talking about laid back. But anyway, maybe I'm going a little bit off here. Mr. Producer, could we go to the streets of downtown Jackson? Matter of fact, go to the audio cam right outside of City Hall, in between City Hall, the Jackson Clarion Ledger, and JPD. Let's see what's really going on in the city of Jackson. Hey, run! Oh, it's breaking out. Oh, no. That's JPD changing shifts. My bad. Cover me. I'm going to my car. Chief Wade. Rubber man. Hey, cuz. Is it safe? Hey, is the mayor there? Is the mayor around? Mr. Choke Wade. Mayor? Mayor, could I have a few words with you? Hello? Hey, uh-oh. That's Jim Hill. No, I'm forced here. That's the band. Folks, run! Save yourself! All right. You've been warned. All right. Okay, nothing's changed in the city of Jackson. You got a good chance of getting a crap shot out of you here in the city of Jackson. Bring me up a little bit more right over here. Let's sit there. Yeah, that's it. Getting there. The levels somehow just seemed like it went down on me. All right, so you've heard the Gun and Knife Club. You've been warned. And again, they're not going to change. These people going, folks, have you seen what's going on? And we're going to talk about what happened there in Atlanta. Oh, I know you Trump haters out there just licking your chops. Fast Fanny has dodged a bullet. So she thinks. Let me tell you what's really going on. There's been two important rulings on the legal field, one in the real estate industry and one with Fast Fanny down there in Georgia. We're going to talk about that. The judge there in the case of whether or not Fast Fanny should be disqualified has ruled saying that Fanny could stay on the case if she cut Nate loose. And I think she's going to have one more booty call before she, I think he did resign today though. Nate stepped down. He's going to be slanging for free now. He stepped down from the Fannie Willis case. Folks, what the judge did not hurt Donald Trump. Okay? Trump's going to be okay. Let me tell you why. And I said this earlier. The ruling that the judge gave basically gave Trump and his lawyers and all the defendants' lawyers solid grounds to appeal. This is even before the trial gets started. So basically what the judge says, and this happens all the time, you're going to have to go through the fire, Trump. You're going to have to go through the cost of the legal system, yada, yada, yada. But I'm basically giving you a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, this judge is going to be the judge in the actual case. You know that, don't you? So what I see the judge doing is basically Trump, and I don't know if it's a jury trial or not. Is it a jury trial? I have to check on that. I think the judge is going to be ruling on this. But either way, the judge has laid out a, because he's basically pointed out all the illegal things that Fannie and Nate and all them have done in the course of covering up the lies that they did. Now, he did say that he didn't think all the lies they did rose to the level that she should be disqualified. And of course, Trump's lawyers obviously will disagree. The defendant's lawyers will obviously disagree, and that will be raised on appeal. Now, what the judge did say that I found interesting was that Yurty, the woman that testified that the relationship began in 2019, he didn't find her credible. Essentially, that's what he said. He doesn't find her credible. Her testimony didn't rise to the level of being convincing that this thing happened. Now, you got to understand, Yurty was allowing Fannie and Nate to have their booty calls at her condo. Now, this is before Fannie rented the condo from her. In other words, that was their little getaway spot to go do what they was doing. And the judge didn't find that credible? Okay, cool, whatever. All right, that's the judge's discretion. Then he said that Terrence Bradley's testimony was not credible. Terrence was the law partner and the lawyer for Nate Wade in his divorce proceeding. However, what the judge did not say was that the text messages were unbelievable. He didn't say that. He just said that Nate's denial of the text messages basically was unbelievable, that he couldn't be trusted, that he was a liar. So the defendants have a lot to appeal, but now I don't think they can appeal it. I guess this here is all part of the original trial, so this will be part of the things that will be appealed upon conviction if the state loses, then I guess the state would just SOL at that point. But if the state prevails and Trump gets convicted, defendants get convicted, then they've got good grounds for appeal, and the judge can come back at that point and say, you know what, the motions to dismiss is going to be granted now. We didn't want to grant it before the trial. We wanted Trump to go through the fire. But these were good grounds to have the case dismissed. It wasn't good grounds to have the prosecutor dismissed, but the case should have been dismissed. So there's a lot of options that have opened up for the Don in all of this. Plus, the six charges that were thrown out this week by the judge has totally discombobulated the original legal game plan that Fannie and her prosecutors had for the 19 defendants. So now, because those six charges, much of it was the mortar or the glue, if you will, that was holding together the RICO statute that they were being charged under. So now they have to go back and reconstitute. They're probably going to have to bring out what they call a superseding indictment, which is basically, okay, we're modifying this thing, and this is what we're doing. That's going to create grounds for a more back and forth discovery on the part of the defendants, which is going to drag the time out. You could very well have a change of DA and governor by the time all this is over with. Well, maybe not the governor, because I think the governor just got reelected, so they got about 3 years in the attorney general. But one of the things that the ruling bore out, that how can they bring in the testimony of Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, which is the basis for the RICO charges against all 19, if the standard for somebody lying on the stand is what the judge has just said, or should say lying to the court is what the judge has said, because it's been proven that the Secretary of State lied about what Trump actually said on the phone call. And the phone call was the basis for the RICO statute that Fannie's citing against the 19. So this thing, way the judge wrote up the ruling, way he wrote up the order, keeping Fannie on the case, leaves a lot of ammunition for Trump and the lawyers. But the bottom line is they're making you go through. And when I was doing my pro se actions, if you will, that's what I had to learn the hard way, because I'm thinking, okay, the real estate commission didn't submit the record of the hearing. And then when they did it in violation against Rule 11, which is sneaking stuff into the record. And then they didn't do it pursuant to a writ of certiorari request from the circuit clerk's office. So they just threw something in there. So my contention was, I don't have a record which I can respond to. And I didn't realize, okay, that's something that has to be appealed. The trial still has to go on, yada, yada, yada. And then Swan Yerger's law clerk started issuing rulings after Swan Yerger retired. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, she can't be doing this. But Judge Tommy Green said, I don't even recognize that. Just keep on. Make a long story short, Trump's got to go through the fire. But he's going to be okay. They're going to be okay. So this trial is not going to happen before the election, okay? If they don't go with a superseding indictment or adding additional charges or modifying the ones that they have as a result of the six charges being dropped, then there's holes in their original game plan on how they're going to press charges against the president, particularly under the RICO statute and the 19 others. So the judge has really threw a wrench in the case. And, of course, if the slanging Nate is not available to do what he was doing, because he was leading the charge on this. And then you got the human factor in all this, and that is the other prosecuting attorneys that were working with Nate and under Nate. Well, I hate to say under Nate, because Nate was screwing everybody. Working with Nate, you don't think their jaws aren't tight? find out that this man's getting paid more than they're getting paid and they're doing the same amount of work, pretty much the heavy lifting. So now they know that Fannie was the one who made all this stuff happen for them, against them. So you think they care about whether or not Fannie gets a win after she been screwing them, not literally. And I don't know if they really wanted that anyway, but Nate's, you know, he's into the big girls, but that's another show. But then the other thing is I want you to contemplate before we go to the break. Where else in American law does this happen where the victim, in this case, Nate Wade, the pipe, gets fired because he responded to the sexual advances of his superior? So Fannie was the one who hired him. Fannie was the one who signed off on his bills. Fannie was the one who had the duty. They both had duty as officers of the court to do right by the court, but Fannie had a higher duty. So they're going to fire the employee for having sex with the superior who was using her position as superior to have sex with him. Where they do that at? In Georgia? All right, our hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. 879-0002. And you can go to CompleteExteriorsMS.com and schedule your appointment. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. I want to remind you, you want to get those tires replaced tomorrow? How about going to Rapid Tire Exchange now? Go to RapidTireExchange.com and schedule the replacement installation of your tires. You can choose the tires, schedule the time to come in and get them put on there. That's right. That's RapidTireExchange.com. They're located in Clinton. 953 Highway 80. It's easier to just know that's right across the street from the Walmart and right in back of Rapid Oil Change, brakes, anything dealing with the undercarriage of your car, steering, air conditioning, anything like that, they can take good care of it. So, folks, if you need that work done, go to the professionals, go to the guys who do it right, and they'll be your lifelong friends and basically take good care of your car. And while you're there, get all the fluids changed at Rapid Oil Change and take the suggestions they give you. Folks, they shoot it to you straight, and your car will last a long time. As they say, if you don't see the rock, keep on rolling. That's Rapid Tire Exchange at, again, 953 Highway 80 in Clinton, Mississippi. Let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
What's up?
That's our justice system at its finest again, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As long as your name is Trump, you can pretty much do anything you want. Lie to the judge, pay for a booty call for the guy, go off, lie about the money. It doesn't matter. As long as it's getting Trump, I guess.
Yep.
So, about what basis is the judge saying that the guy has to be fired?
Because
if you do anything wrong, what's the basis?
Well, and that's just it. You got the two people in the affair. He says one of them is just untenable. We can't have him. But he is the subordinate to the one who initiated everything, who was in the ability to create the appearance of impropriety. And this is why it's actually better for Trump on appeal that these things be so. In other words, he's basically saying you're both guilty, but I want one of you guys to fall on the sword. Well, that's not how it works, bro. If one is guilty,
exactly,
they're both guilty.
Exactly. It's okay if that's been done wrong, what's the basis for him having to be removed?
Right.
If you have to remove him, then that means they both did something wrong.
Yeah, I think what he was trying to do, because he's up for re-election also, he's trying to split the baby down the middle, but he's up against a Jesse Jackson acolyte. He's not going to win re-election. So he should have went on and did the right thing and put Fannie off the case. But at the end of the day, he still discombobulated their prosecution of the 19 with the dismissals of those charges. And the way this guy was very strategic in the way he wrote that order, and he used the word in the case of Fannie Willis about the illegality that she was involved in. He didn't say it rose to the level based on what was before him in the court, which was to dismiss her for improprieties, yada, yada, yada. but it was illegal under the law, the things that she had done. So she's going to have problems down the road. This is not going to help her in her case. It's going to help Trump and the defendants more. But, you know, and then what I would do if I was Trump in the 19, I would wage a media campaign in Atlanta on black media showing just how Fannie has been railroading black defendants into jail, lying on them, using the very evidence that she said don't mean anything when it comes to evidence against her, like phone data, GPS, and all that kind of stuff, and just hammer that home and get her thrown out of office. That's what I would do.
So, yeah, and all that crap she was talking about before and that before she was elected, we need a DA that doesn't have sex with the people. I remember her saying that. Here you go. You corrupted your office. You're using your office to pay a person to work for you, then embezzle money through them by claiming you paid them back when you, but you can't prove you did because you did everything in cash. But yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing that he it's. I mean, she's broken money laundering laws, tax laws, all these things. But the judge went out of his way to point out. All these things may be so, but what the defendants have brought to me was their request that she be dismissed for violation of the Georgia statute regarding the appearance of impropriety. I forgot what the actual name of it was.
Yeah.
Judicial integrity, some crap like that. But he did went on. He gave a roadmap for somebody who want to come back later on in a different governing body or regulatory body to go after both. All of them, basically. But for this particular trial, he let them skate. But they're letting them know that, hey, here's the path if you want to get Fannie Willis.
Yeah, if the Republicans have the backbone, or the backbone to do it.
Well,
that's always been the problem with these kinds of things. They just, I don't know what they do.
Well, the thing is, under Georgia law, a citizen of either one of those counties, or any county, can actually bring actions against Fannie Willis for the things that she's done. It's clear that she's misappropriated the $5 million that she went to the commissioners, the Board of Supervisors, the request to clear the backlog and use that money for something other than that. But again, they want Fannie Willis is the poster child. You heard Joe Biden say it in his State of the Union message, where he was basically talking about calling out that girl power that the Democrats are going to be dependent on to grant them the victories going into these 2024 elections. And the black female is centered to that. And if you notice the black females they keep putting up there, they're always these angry, wore out, 50-year-old, I ain't going to say has been, but these women are angry. And you see now, just because Fannie's daughter washed out of FAMU, don't necessarily mean that the child is a bad child, but it just goes to show that there's a pattern of instability coming out of this social economic group, if you will, of these women. They're not stable. You look at Letitia James. You look at all these different women that they keep putting up there. They're all angry. And the Democrats in the Uniparty are using these black women like Praetorian guards. I mean, these people are worse than death camp guards, huh?
Yeah, and there seems to be a tone that the left is trying to push out there. You know, girl power this, girl power that. Because they want women to rule over men, essentially, like what they want right now. So they know women can be, a lot of them, can be easily manipulated, far easier than men. And if you got men chasing them and letting them be the bosses, then they can have their leftist agenda pushed forward even more easily. You see it all in movies these days. I mean, it's getting to the point now, men are just turning off movies altogether. And then they complain, well, why are the men watching them? Because you didn't make it for us.
Well,
but, okay, whatever.
You know, if you look at the Democrats' strategy with the girl power thing, they figure, okay, women half the population. If we get them and then we throw in the other 10-11% of the effeminate gay guys who support the Democrat Party, hey, we got a winning program here all day long. So you see where they're going. But if you look at the Fannies of the world and look what they're producing for our society, particularly the black community, dude, we're producing nothing but losers. After these girl powers have their day on the stage, their progeny ain't going to be worth a crap. They coming out with this angry attitude towards men, towards society. Their fist is balled up. Their best years are behind them. They're going into their twilight years alone, as I say, unchosen. And they're angry. Now they're paying $500,000 for Nate.
You know, absolutely. Angry girl boss is almost becoming a trope these days, as far as because it's been so prevalent right now. But that's what you're right. That's what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's so anti-biblical. It's ridiculous. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that, which is another reason why they want to do it. Right. But yeah, that's the direction. That and of course, flooding the country with illegal. I saw what Don Lemonhead was on. Got fired by Elon Musk because you interview the guy who's paying your bill, who's paying your check, and then you accuse him of all this crap, and then be surprised he don't want to then continue to give you his money afterwards. They're saying, "What about don't you have responsibility to all the hate speech on Twitter and the replacement theory?" Which is not the replacement theory is not a theory when they're actually doing it, showing it to you. Now when Biden or gang want to brag about all the immigrants coming, then it's okay. But when you start complaining about it, it's just the replacement theory.
Well. Elon took immediate action. He got rid of that knucklehead. And see, that's what you had. And that's what David was talking about yesterday. Just sometimes the answer is no. You got to tell people no. He told Don Lemon, no, we're not doing it. We're not even going to air this interview. Out of here. And this is what more people need to do to these people. These people are full of crap. Really, they are.
Yeah. Now, he put on his Twitter. He was still allowing Don Lemon to put on his Twitter page. But Lemon wants to accuse Elon of not supporting the free speech because he's not paying him put him down. Mm-hmm. So Elon says, I ain't paying you to put me down like this. Now I'll give you I'll let you speak like I let everybody else speak on your platform, but I'm not going to pay you. Mm-hmm. And then to Don Lemon's world, that's not allowing free speech.
Yeah. Well. He got a lesson in free enterprise and capitalism. Brother, we're up against a break. We appreciate
you, man.
We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, we're back. I just want to remind you, God is in control. These devils are trying everything they can. They're going to come up short. It's hard for us to endure seeing our man getting battered and beaten like this, but he stepped up to the plate. He's man enough to handle it, but it's like watching your child getting tackled. It's hard to watch sometimes, especially when they get hit hard. All right, we got Steve on the line. Hey, Steve. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Jim.
What's up?
Yeah, I agree with everything you've said about the ruling of the judge in this motion to disqualify.
Right.
Okay. But there's inside ball going on, all right, because this the misappropriation of trust accounts and et cetera, and the appearance of impropriety, especially moral turpitude.
Hmm.
That's what they have called the judge to rule on, okay?
Right.
Now the question becomes, whose job is that really? And that's what the judge kind of flipped back at him. And he said, Georgia or Cobb County Bar Association, Georgia Bar Association, American Bar Association, boys and girls, it's your job to make these judgment calls on your ethical standards and rules.
Hmm.
And all of these three organizations can say in tandem or whatever, not only are you not a prosecutor anymore, you're not even a lawyer anymore.
Wow.
Now, isn't that right, Kim? Don't you know that?
Well, it makes sense because that's the way
that's the way the real estate commission does, doesn't it?
Right. And see, the judge was
that's the way the bar does it, too. Just trust me on this. So there's a lot more going on under the scenes than you picked up on. But in any event, let me show you later.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and see, that's the reason why the judge was so tedious, and he chose his words accordingly, using legal and illegal at the appropriate time about the behavior. And he made it clear. He said, for the purposes of this hearing and what was brought before this judge in this hearing regarding dismissal, he didn't feel the testimony of those who were testifying, Yerdy and other, Bradley, et cetera, help defense's position that there was impropriety. But there were crimes committed. There were violations of ethics committed. There were, Fannie may not be on this case anyway. Because again, what he did when he dismissed the charges, he basically reset the tolling timeline on this thing. They've got to either, if they want to maintain the timeline of going on into trial with these six component charges missing, which is central to the RICO statute that they're all being charged on, it weakens their position. So you got a lot of permutations that they have not shot to determine, hey, if we do this, what happens here, yada, 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 yada. So they're going to have to do it on the fly. Then you add into the mix the remaining prosecuting attorneys had been done wrong. All this has come to light. Fannie is displaying her insufferable attitude and demeanor. It just doesn't make for a good work environment. So basically, a grenade has been thrown amongst the prosecution there in Georgia. It's a hollow victory for Fannie. All these tentacles have been exposed. There are a lot, as Steve pointed out, a lot of regulatory bodies that are looking at them. There's already bar complaints against Fannie. The things that have come out in the Senate hearings will be added onto the bar complaints. Any citizen of Fulton County can bring charges against Fannie to be dismissed, to question her appropriations of money, use of money, etc. She's not out of the clear. But for those of you who want Trump at any cost, I understand your glee and all that. Hey, enjoy it. But the God I serve is able to deliver Donald J. Trump. But even if he doesn't, the cause and commission for which Trump has been sent will be fulfilled. Let's go to Junk. You're on the air, Junk. What's up? Hello. Punch that. Hey, Junk, you there? Punch the other one in. Punch both of them. Okay, he's not that one. Hey, Junk, you there?
Right. Hey.
Yes. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What I don't hear, Tim, is talking about when Fannie was running for office, this judge donated to her campaign.
Yep. Yep. That is true. And that happened, you know, and that has happened, and judges have been challenged on their donations, et cetera. And the courts basically say that, you know, okay, in the course of life, you will, you know, donate to different people. And then this judge, even in his ruling said, you can make the similar mistake multiple times and still not rise to the level of impropriety. So the judge donated, his wife donated to their campaign. But the judge also donated to some Republicans, the governor and the secretary of state, which to me raises my eyebrows even more about the uniparty aspect of this. But be that as it may, the judge said it didn't make a difference. All right, he's gone. Okay, Junk is gone. Yeah, folks, again, it's Donald Trump. There is no law that they're going to abide by. As I keep saying to you, Donald Trump is the only one abiding by the law. He's submitting himself to all these tribunals all across the country, fighting them within the parameters of the Constitution and the law, and they're taking every opportunity to lie, steal, and cheat. It's because they're corner cutters. These people are evil at the base of their heart. They're not interested in doing right. And this is why I tell those who align themselves with them, Hoss, they will do this to anybody. You are nothing but a garden tool for those folks. When they get done using Fannie, they'll use somebody else. But because you're enamored with the the floss and the flash that they give you and make you feel important by meeting in the White House and all these important people at the J6 committee and Jack Smith and all these folks. He wrote history. Folks, he wrote it in advance. So all your little mechanics and mechanisms that you're putting together against his man that he has assigned this task to, well, as I told Barbara Mike, we're going to find out whose God is God. Simple as that. Our number 601-879-0002. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, this weekend you headed down Highway 49 South, headed down to the coast, headed south, period. Don't forget Tom's Fried Pies, the destination spot for those who haven't had a good fried pie in their life. Well, why don't you just have the best if you're going to do it for the first time? Tom's Fried Pies, located in Richland, Mississippi, coming down Highway 49 South. You see the Kroger's on the right-hand side. You see Walmart on the left. Well, on the right-hand side at the next red light is the Walgreens. Across from the Walgreens is Tom's Fried Pies. Stop by there and try some of the best pie known to mankind. That's right, folks. It's fruit pies, meat pies, and you can even suggest a pie. That's right. Hey, Tom, have you tried this in a fried pie? And I am told, I have not tried it, but I'm told that they have some of the best potato salad in the world. In the world! I'm telling you now, somebody who would know has told me so. So I'm going to have to try it. Just when I come down there, look, I have a tendency to get the same old, I love the apple pies. And they do have sugar-free, okay? So you can check it out. And if you see somebody sitting to your left when you come in there playing checkers with a Burger King crown on his head, that's Tom. That's the man himself, king of checkers. And he's challenging all comers. He even beat the strong man. So try your luck beating Tom's at Tom's Fried Pies, beating him at checkers. But you can't beat him at fried pies. I can tell you that now. And I'll tell you, get more than one. You go in there and buy one, it's going to be a problem. Number one, you get, but pretty much down, you won't even get to the next red light. You got to turn around and come back and go get you one more last pie. Get at least two pies, particularly if you got somebody with you, because they're going to want to have a bite. And they ain't going to just take no little bite. They're going to take a big old bite that might take your finger off, which is going to lead to a scuffle. And Ridgeland PD do not play with pie violence in Richland. Oh, there's going to be some repercussions and consequences. You'll have a Rodney King moment down there about that pie. Don't let it happen to you. Get to at Tom's Fried Pies. All right, folks, the final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Wade Show. Trump is going to be all right. This judge, he did the best thing. Well, I guess dismissing it would have been the best thing to do, because then Trump, you know, no other county is going to prosecute this thing. Nobody's going to gear up to do all this kind of stuff. And so as a result of that, this judge here, the way he wrote this order up, Fannie's in trouble. And you can't say, that's just like two people getting caught in adultery or fornication, and you're only going to punish one of them. Folks, it's not going to stand. He basically put Fannie out there to dry. He basically just said, okay, we're not going to kill you now. You can go down to the next exit and you're going to kill yourself. They brought it on themselves. And for those of you who are cheering all this wrongdoing, I'm telling you, all this corner cutting is not good for society. It's not good for the future of our country. It's not good for the future of our community. But if you insist on doing it, I understand. Because you are sons of Jesse. You're the one who are spiritually bereft because you follow behind Jesse Jackson and you helped remove the spiritual underpinnings that made our society what it was, which is the greatest the humankind has ever seen. But being short-sighted, come on, we're getting ready to go out. We're being a little short-sighted on that. Okay? But anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, we're off the air. All right, folks. Hey, we are back. And it is Friday. A lot of news breaking out there today. And we're just going to be covering a little bit of handicapping it from Radio Strongman's point of view. Donut Head, him and Barber Mike, they finally had an uplifting day, but it's going to be short-lived. They don't realize because they don't read. Donut Head definitely, I mean, if it doesn't have pictures on it, that guy's in a state of total perplexity and he's confused. But I'm trying to help the boy out. He's light-skinned, but he ain't real bright. I'm telling you. I know his mama just look at him and just shake her head. Say, Lord, what's wrong with my child? What's wrong with my child? But anyway, it's going to be an open forum. Hotline numbers brought to you by our good friends over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors numbers 326-2755, area code 601. All right, there's a lot going on. Now, first of all, I want to tell you about, people ask me all the time, Kim, is there a man I can talk to about real estate, about land? Yes, there is. My friend and yours, Tom Smith. Tom Smith is the land man. That's right, folks. He's dominating the land sales here in Mississippi and throughout the Southeast through sheer hard work. Him and his lovely bride have built a franchise, built a brokerage rather over there that is second to none. And the agents over there, folks, they are known for their competency, their certification, their qualification. So when it comes to moving land, they can answer the questions. You got air questions. You got questions about whether or not you meet the various federal agencies' guidelines. And if you're going to purchase it, if I'm going to sell it, that's where Tom Smith distinguishes themselves amongst all the other land brokers out there. I'm telling you, they're good. Here's an example. Right now, over in Scott County, folks, if you got a cool $1.75 million, here's 180 acres, 3,500 square foot home with a 2,000 square foot wraparound porch. The porch is 2,000 square feet. Man, it has a 30 by 40 pole barn, a two-car carport with storage, shed, and bathroom. 180 acres, I said. It has an established road system throughout, multiple sites for food plots, abundant wildlife, signs of frequent deer spotting. They planted some five-year pines, regenerating pines. They just clear-cut it 5 years ago. So those pines about coming to maturity there for that. So Tom them will show you how to make that whole thing work numbers-wise. So check it out. Kobe Watson is the listing agent on that. Kobe can be found at 601-879-2772. And again, that's what Tom Smith. And here's another one. This was, now, folks, for all you hunters out there, you want your own little small tract of land to hunt on. This is down there in Louisiana in Catahoula, C-A-T-A-H-O-U-L-A Parish, Louisiana. It's on the Tenza River. For $145,000, you can get a 40-acre recreational tract, ideal for small honey, small acreage honey, located in on State Route 921 north of Clayton, Louisiana, close to the Tenza River with easy access to a boat launch. Excellent for outdoor recreation opportunities, suitable for hunting, white deer, ducks, fishing, the whole nine yards. Features a well-organized internal road system, includes existing food plots, and enhanced accessibility functionality. Who's the listing agent on that? Our old man, the man himself, Cliff Cannon. Cliff can be reached at 601-898-2772. For $145,000, you got your own hunting plot. Man, that is pretty cool. But wait, I got one more up there in Bolivar County. Folks, going back home to Bolivar County? You ready to get your dream home built? Well, you don't have to have it built now. You got one already ready to go. This is for $735,000. Five bedrooms, 3.5 baths on 3 acres. Engineered tile and engineered floors with custom crown molding. Folks, this is a luxury home. It has a 40 by 40 shop with central air and heat, built-ins and a half bath. Has a 40 by 60 shop in addition to that, same thing with a bath in it. Wooden privacy fence, security cameras, tankless water heaters, gas. Folks, this in a storm shelter. This home is beautiful. And it's not your traditional, folks, this home is just custom built. And who's the listing agent on that? That is Tracy Bell, the beautiful Tracy Bell. She can be reached at 601-898-2772. And right here in Florida, Mississippi, in Petrified Forest, Tom Smith Land and Homes, I saw they have a sign out there. So they got a new listing over there if you're interested in the Florida area. Go to TomSmithLandandHomes.com. Click on Madison County, Bolivar County, Scott County, or Louisiana. Folks, you get all these listings that you just heard. And you know, when they put a listing up, folks, they do. Look, you can just touch and feel the house and the property. They got drone footage. They got aerial footage. They got individual pictures. I mean, they go the extra yard in detailing the property. So check it out today. 601-898-2772, TomSmithLandandHomes.com. All right, folks, with no further ado, we mentioned to you about the thing down there in Florida. Trump's going to be okay. In fact, Trump's going to win all these cases. It's just a matter of time. As I told you, Jack Smith's authority to even conduct the trial, to conduct the investigation, is pretty much cut and dry. He doesn't have the authority. The Department of Justice and the Attorney General has a procedure. They have rules and procedures in place on appointing special prosecutors. That was not followed. Nowhere in the history of the DOJ has a private citizen been appointed special prosecutor. But because it's Donald Trump, damn the rules. No, damn your rules. The God who rules will make the final determination. You can make bank on that. So our prayer partners, our intercessory prayer partners out there, continue to lift Don up, our nation up, ourselves up, that would be strong in the face of adversity, that the ebbs and tides of this battle don't get us depressed. Our hope is in him. The anxiety about the future is because we don't fully trust in him. So be of good cheer. We're going to win this. Not for bragging purposes against Donut Head and Snowball and Barber Mike and Here's the Thing, John. Though I will do a little bit of that. Just to see the look on their face. That look of exasperation and wanting to strangle me. But at the end of the day, Trump's obedience will bring God's participation in his life and in our lives. So be of good cheer. Keep the courage. See, this is why I keep talking about we need men. We don't need effeminate men. We don't need men who are being driven by women. We need men who understand their role scripturally. But so many Christians are getting bogged down. Oh, I got to show people that I'm perfect. Well, first of all, people know you're not perfect. I'm not saying you shouldn't strive to be a better person. But you need to, Jeff Sessions, you need to chill on that. We're going to talk about the NRA lawsuit settlement here in a minute. But first, let's go to Sylvia. Yes.
Hey, Kim. How's it going?
All is well this day. What's up?
I just wanted to say that I did not mean to not pump my brakes yesterday, gentlemen. I heard you loud and clear, and I appreciate you, Chris. And I forgot the young man's name that talked about learning how to tell them to say the word no. Tell them no.
That was David.
And so I did hear you guys, and I won't be running full blast today. However, I do want to say two things. One, I'm extremely disappointed in Vice President Pence. He is not very much of a good example of a so-called maturing, growing Christian, in my opinion. And I don't like the stance that he's taken against former President Donald Trump. But he's a man, and he's not Jesus, but he really is a disappointment. I'm talking about Mike Pence.
Right.
My other thing I wanted to address was Walter. He said to prune on the Democratic platform. Well, as the President of the United States was saying on his State of Address reunion, he supports abortion. The Democratic Party supports abortion. And if you support a woman's choice to have an abortion, and that's her choice, her right, her God-given right, according to the Democratic Party, then you support abortion. And abortion is murder, period. Life begins at conception, and when you take someone's life that has begun its conception, you have committed murder. And for the record, this is what Democrats believe. They're pro-death. They don't believe in capital punishment, so someone can take another an adult person or a teen adult, an individual can take someone's life, and they get to stay on people's tax dollars for the rest of their lives instead of being put to death for taking someone else's life. They believe in globalism, not patriotism. They believe in burning the flag, not standing for the flag. They believe in defunding the police and defunding the military instead of supporting our military and our police. Anti-Israel. Biden is definitely anti-Israel. He's just afraid to go just really out there and say, I'm not going to support Israel, just point blank out, say it, because we do have an election in November. They are homosexual marriage. They believe in that, not biblical marriage. And you're a Christian, Walter. You believe in biblical marriage or homosexual marriage? Religious repression, not freedom of religion.
Okay.
Change the Constitution, not honor the Constitution. Open borders. Ha! Well, that's every day. We see it every day. I believe in protection of the borders. Illegal aliens voting. In the state of Mississippi, you've got to show an ID. I'm thankful for that. America isn't special. Well, America is special. As Sean was saying this morning on Clay's show, his father said, this is still a great country. As I said about not supporting the police, mob rule, most definitely. Socialism. Shut down your opponents, like they're doing to former President Donald Trump, who was a real president, as you say, Kim. You believe in higher taxes. I'm paying taxes out the yang-yang. Not only me, but if I'm being hurt and I'm on the low end of the totem pole, I know everybody else is in the middle and higher are being hurt, too. Rationed health care. I have
Hey, how much more do we have?
Just two more.
Okay, good.
Higher national debt and full government control. That's it. That's what the Democratic Party believes, Walter. And since you are, and yes, Walter, anyone who's trusted Christ as their personal Savior makes them a Christian. Whether or not you're mature is whether or not you apply the Word of God. I do ask the Holy Spirit to work in me to apply the Word of God to my life. I don't see that in you, sir. And that's all I wanted to say. I'm done. I hope I pumped my brakes a little bit better today. Have a great weekend, Tim. And to my folks that are out there that love me, thank you for loving me for me. Bye.
Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back and it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, there was one other thing before I went to the NAR lawsuit, the realtors lawsuit. I wanted to do that before. Anyway, the National Association of Realtors has proposed this settlement. They may have settled. I guess it is settled. They agreed to pay close to $500 million in damages as opposed to the $6 billion that was won in a lawsuit brought by a group of folks to the Realtors Association. Basically, they are agreeing to do away. And it really, to be honest with you, the whole lawsuit didn't really make any sense. Bring me up over here, please. That's good. There are some changes in the real estate industry, and it deals with if you are a buyer. The Department of Justice and the Realtors Association has agreed, along through this court settlement, that the Realtors Association and their MLS would not put the commission rate in the MLS website, on the MLS website, or the portal facing the agents. They say that when you put 3% down there as opposed to 2%, that draws traffic one way or another. Well, it could, but be honest with you, as an agent who have sold for a number of years, yeah, we'd like to get 3%, 6% if we could, but if we could just get the customer the house that they say they want and they don't have to ride them around another Saturday, that's what we're going to do. But because this is being settled by people, the lawyers, I guess, who, and what I found out in my 10 years of legal lawsuits with the Realtors Association, the Real Estate Commission, is that the courts really don't understand the real estate industry. They have no idea. They don't know the difference between a realtor and a licensed agent. They don't know. But anyway, that being said, when you're getting ready to go and buy your house now, if you are a buyer, you got to find out who's going to pay your fees. And it's really not a tough item to do. The brokers could do it with their listing agreement, period. The courts is just saying you can't put it in the MLS. When you list a home and you negotiate 6% commission, you can just tell the homeowner then, I'm extending X percent to the buyer's agent. Case solved. I mean, the situation, problem solved. It's not complicated. What the courts are saying is, you realtors, you brokers who have got together and banded together as a group to do all these real estate things, the bulk of what you're doing is illegal. That's all they're saying. Stop doing it as a group. The sky is not falling. You just got to stop the criminal activity. And yes, it's criminal. Agents knew that when they went through real estate course, real estate school, they told you you couldn't get together with other agents and talk and discuss commissions. That would be colluding. Well, it's colluding when you do all the other things that affect real estate sales. Just go back to being a broker. Back when I started in real estate, that's what they were. They were just brokers. But the Realtors Association, through their MLS, has found a way to make money off of it. And they got more restrictive. That's why the multiple listing service itself is so cumbersome. Because they put the cumbersomeness into the software so you'll make mistakes and they can hit you with fines and fees. So, now here's some, this message is for real estate brokers, big or small. This message is for homeowners, property owners, and seller of real estate. And this message is for lawyers. This message is for the Real Estate Commission. This message is for the real estate commissioners and everybody over at the NAR, JAR, CMR, MLS. I'm telling you now, I know it's coming down the pike because I'm getting ready to write something up and send it to y'all. I'm sending it to the Realtors Association, Robert Prater, the Department of Justice, a couple of attorneys. There was one other group I wanted to send it to. And this is what you're doing. Donna, you know I'm on the air. What's up? Okay. Here's the deal. To you brokers out there in the groups that I just mentioned, this is where your next lawsuits are coming from. Brokers, you are the members of the Realtors Association. You. Now, just because you don't want to get involved or you don't want to understand the rules, that's your choice. You like those people who go to the polls and vote and not informed. You're being led around by your nose. The people who run the Realtors Association are doing things that's going to get you sued. I'm going to tell you why. And I think you should be sued because you need to take a responsibility. We as subscribers have to be subjected to what you don't do. Now, when you go list that property, using particularly the forms from the state Mississippi Association of Realtors, the ZIP forms, when you use that listing agreement, you're saying in there to the homeowner, give us permission to use the MLS and to use the data from this transaction and give it to the MLS. Now, what's wrong with that, Kim Wade? Well, here's what's wrong with it. You need to tell the homeowner what they're doing with that data, because data is money. Always has been money. You are not fully disclosing under your fiduciary responsibilities the nature of your relationship with the multiple listing service. That's illegal. Patently illegal. But what makes it worse is that the data, which is money, comes from the appraisal. The appraisal, the homeowner, the property owner, the seller pays for. That is not the realtor's, the listing agent, the broker. That is not their data. That belongs to the homeowner. That is one of their bundle of rights. That has value and consideration. Now, you didn't tell them when they listed the property in your affiliation with the multiple listing service that your friends at the MLS, of which you are a member, so you're a beneficiary of, are making money to the exclusion of the property owner. That's the property owner's money. That data, they should be compensated for. You know that. DOJ is going to know that. Robert Prater is going to be reminded of it. The NAR is going to be reminded of it. See, once y'all screwed me over, I had to sit down and read all this crap. So to the homeowners out there, you need to bring a class action lawsuit against the Realtors Association for your data. And to the brokers who didn't tell you, because they just thought being a member was all they had to do. No, you have a responsibility. Because when you use that zip form, you say, hey, I'm part of the game. And DOJ is constantly telling you, you can't do this as a group. Doing it individually? Okay, cool. But you need to disclose, because that real estate appraisal at closing to the real estate agents out there, brokers and everybody else alike, and Prater, does the cost of that appraisal show up on the settlement statement? Yes or no? So if it shows up on the settlement statement and you got people who are making money off of that item and you ain't telling it and it's not disclosed on the settlement statement, you're in violation of Dodd-Frank. And guess what happens when you're in violation of Dodd-Frank? Not only do you have to pay the money back, you pay back three times the amount. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Do you know what you're talking about? So to your lawyers out there, they owe all these homeowners for that data. They violated their fiduciary. They violated Dodd-Frank. And the money is due. It's owed. So what y'all going to do about it? I'm saying this publicly because I'm putting them on notice. They can't say they don't know. And they won't be able to say when I send the hard copy over. All I want to do is retire and make my money. Y'all broke my plate for 10 years. You think I'm going to let that slide? Oh, no. There's some Negroes out there who will sit still for this kind of crap. Kim ain't him. And you can look at the size and shape of my head and see that fella has unresolved issues. And guess who's one of them? You. So to the homeowners out there looking for a paycheck, you need to ask your broker, what'd you do with my data? I paid for that appraisal. So you done told it, gave it to, or whatever y'all, however you transfer, it's a consideration. So that raises the question, why doesn't the multiple listing service have a broker's license? You're taking consideration for real estate related issues. So Robert Prater, answer that question. How come they don't have a license? Now you're going to make, if somebody within your brokerage has a group of agents that work with them, like the Kim Wade group. I remember Lee Garland had a group at one point. So if they've got all have to have a license, why shouldn't the MLS have to have a license? And why can't you just disclose this to the homeowner? What's the big secret? Oh, y'all got some difficult days ahead. To some lawyers out there, I'm telling you, you crack this data lawsuit open, baby. It'll be like standing over fishbowl fishing. Our number 601-879-0002. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is the final few minutes, well, final 20 minutes of the Kim Wade Show. No, regarding the whole real estate thing, dude, they wasted 10 years of my life. They really did on some BS simply because they could. And everything that's coming out now in these national lawsuits was in my lawsuits. But because I felt, this is the way I felt, they own these judges up and down the food chain. In fact, I had a prominent attorney who said, Kim, your best out is going to go through the DOJ. You can't win in these courts because they own, they contribute to all these judges who are elected. You can't win like that. And when I started going to the DOJ, you're seeing the fruits of it right now. I ain't saying I'm solely responsible because the lawyers who brought those lawsuits, but I showed them where the bodies were buried. And as I said before, even the DOJ, all these years, they've been trying to crack this nut. And the problem is this lawsuit that they won this large award from, that's really a bogus lawsuit. But the center of their position of the courts was, you can't do it as a group. This is why I keep telling you brokers out there who have signed on to be members, you better get actively involved with the local board, state board, and the national board and say, look, we need to change. You guys are putting us on the legal firing line. But because all you want to do is sell real estate, which is the same way I was. But back when Cheryl Bullock died, and those group of women got together, banded together, got their votes together, and took over the board. And they had mess from that point on. Cheryl was even keel. She treated everybody fairly. But once they got Joe in there and Joe was being led around by those crazy cackling hens, you got what we have right now is indicative of what has been going on around the country. The MLS has been making money. They should have had a real estate license a long time ago. In Texas, the Association of Realtors has to have a broker's license. They're involved with real estate. But to you homeowners out there, you pay for that appraisal. That appraisal appears on your HUD 1, your settlement statement, they call it now, as your expense. You own that data. And that data is being used to generate billions of dollars, and your broker didn't even tell you. That's not right. That is not only is it patently illegal. Unethical. Now, if it was me, I'd be hitting their E&O insurance like 90 going north. And to the lawyers out there, the E&O gonna pay. You know how I know? Because I asked them. It's under the general liability portion of the E&O policy. They will pay all day. All you gotta do is point that ink pen at them. More money, more money, more. What can what? Because Robert Prater, Joe Ushery, they took 10 years on them. They lied and said I was not a realtor. And they had my money. Took my money. Charged me with things they didn't even have rules for. And all you brokers who were on the board and stood by and watched it, hey, I don't have any sympathy for you. When I was taking it in the shorts, you were out there flossing, acting like you a big shot. Pound sand. Because you don't understand, in June of this year, the insurance company's dropping y'all. I ain't talking about the E&O on the individuals. I'm talking about the insurance company saying it's too much liability to be insuring the realtors' associations. So all the actions you're taking as a board member, you're personally liable for after June 24th. Oh, I keep up with this. You go to the meetings and be important. I'm reading the documents. I get alerts on my phone. What is that from? It's not Nexus Lexus. Who is that? On all the real estate cases. I monitor a lot of different cases, but mainly real estate. You don't do that. You just want everybody to know you're a board member. I'm telling you. You're going to be held personally liable for it. And to you brokers out there who are not disclosing this thing, what I just described, your E&O is only going to pay for 10 incidents. You better get wise, better get involved, you better start asking some questions. And you need to start protecting subscribers. You're allowing these association, these board MLSs to penalize your members, your subscribers, your agents. And I'm telling you another area you're getting ready to get screwed on. You forcing agents to become realtors and MLS members from the day they get their license. Again, you know why? Because you're doing it as a group. You're affecting the marketplace, the price of everything, the price of commissions, price of home sales, the whole nine yards. Baby, I've been doing this. I took my first real estate class in 1976. I ain't new to this game. I was there before they had the MLS keys. When you had to get out and ride the neighborhoods and see if anybody had a for sale sign in their yard, call the agent's name on the sign, or go knock on the door and ask for permission to show it. I had advertising with Comcast, WAPT, Clarion Ledger. Ain't none of them told me how I need to show my property, what kind of lockbox I need to have, or anything else. The Realtors Association, in their 30B6 testimony, gone into federal court and said, our role, our mandate is to aggregate data. That don't say nothing about telling people how to put a lockbox and what type of lockbox on there. That's what they said in federal court. So why are they so far afield now? I'm telling you, the Realtors Association is not going to exist in 5 years. Amazon, Walmart, Target will be selling houses. And you know what? All you need to do is get you a GoDaddy account for your address, 123 Main Street, and put everything in there that you see on the MLS. Sell your own house. Folks, when you out riding, you see a house you're interested in, all you got to do is type the address into a search engine. Everything will come up. You need the agent to help you navigate the process so you don't get stuck like Chuck. And agents do earn their money. But it's the multiple listing service in particular, because that's the money-making arm of this hustle. Those folks, the local MLS, there's between $2 and $5 million being generated from fines and fees every year that they can't explain, or they won't explain where the money's going to. My observation, from what I've been able to discern, there's at least three families, I think it's four, old families that help establish the MLS that I believe are getting the money. And they pay, because if you notice, most of the brokers who are on the board, all of them got brick and mortar locations. You notice that? Oh, I can tell you something else about that little aspect too. But the bottom line is, why don't they tell us where that money is going to for the fines and fees? And then every year they get their Christmas money by forcing everybody to renew their license in December, giving them a 13th month every year. Somebody's getting the fines and fees that come in. That's their Christmas money. Oh, there's some Negroes out there who will sit still for the kind of crap you did. Kim ain't him. Now, I sat back, just patted my foot, just waiting. That's the only reason why I keep my license. I'm not actively out here trying to sell nobody nothing. I keep my license, so I'm going to be in the mix, because I'm going to get some remuneration before all this is over with. A pound of flesh, something. But I ain't going away. I ain't going away. So if you know any lawyer, If you're going before the real estate commission on a real estate violation, call me. I'll tell you what Prater and them are going to do. I know what the bag of tricks are. And if the court reporter is Christy Sievert, demand a new court reporter. Demand. She admitted in affidavit form that she don't follow the law. If you got Christy Sievert for any type of transcribing, and let me just say this here. I have an affidavit where she says she did not follow the law. Oh, look, Hoss, I ain't new to this game. I'm true to this game. Our number, 601-879-0002. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. The final few minutes of the second hour of the Kim Wade Show. All right, folks, I appreciate your indulgence on that. I obviously am a little passionate about it. Man, it was so unnecessary. All the crap they did, it's only because they could. And I don't like bullies. I do not like bullies. I'll jump in the middle of a scrap if I see somebody getting bullied. That's why I like Donald Trump. I'm a root for the underdog. So now they didn't, now they're getting their plate broken. And besides, homeowners, everybody needs to know, Hoss, everything's digitized now. These folks trying to run a monopoly game, and the agents out here, particularly us subscribers, we're getting raked over the coals with these damn fees. And it's all a game. They try to tell you that the violations are being reported anonymously. No, it ain't. They got a software. It's the algorithm that they put in there. Now, we as subscribers and you as brokers, you need to tell the board, we don't want this crap. We don't want this. And then they run people out of business because of the fines and fees. And guess who has an alternative brokerage firm where you can go place your license so you don't have to pay all the fines and fees and still make a referral fee? Robert Prater and his wife. Isn't that convenient? I ain't saying it's wrong or illegal. I'm just saying it's damn convenient. They create an environment where the fees are so high that you say, look, man, I'm going to put my license on inactive. Well, no, don't do that. Come place it over here with us. And if somebody calls you and want to buy something, just refer them to us and we'll give you a little something, something. No, why don't you quit advocating for these high fees through your relationship with the MLS and the NRA, JAR, and let somebody have some reasonable fees around here so we can get our hustle on. When we tried to bring, the guy had up there in North Mississippi, broker had bought the software for an MLS system. That's when they got hot with me. When we started advertising that here locally. Because you would have had a blue, you had your MLS key and your MLSC system for $100 a year. So they got me fired from over there at WJNT. So, again, I know they games. And that's what I said, if you're going before the real estate commission on a violation, I'm going to tell you exactly what they're going to do. Look, don't pay no attention when they tell you you can't bring a recorder in there. If you got to get one of those old reel-to-reels that your brother brought back from Vietnam or South Korea when back in the war days, get one of those sitting right down the middle of the damn table. Say, yeah, I'm recording it too. And there, look, at the beginning of your hearing, and this is for any state agency, at the beginning of the hearing, you say into the record when they say, what's your name and all that, say, I want a copy of audio of this hearing, because the transcriber is taking it. And in the case of the real estate commission, she is supposed to keep that along with all the other things she takes, all the notes she takes in your file. That's supposed to be available to Prater and them ain't going to do it. In fact, they tried to get the law changed a couple years back when Dorothy was Thompson was the president back during that era there. They tried to get the legislature to change, and Tate Reeves wouldn't sign off on it. Good move, Tate. Why don't you want an audio record? Because they will go back in and change the transcript. I can show you what they did on mine. They changed the transcript of what was said and who was saying what. And then when the commissioners gave their ruling, they changed the ruling. Of course, the commissioners ain't going back there to read it. And because that was my first time experiencing any of that, I didn't think no more about it. But later on, I said, this is not what happened. And this is not what the court, this is not what the board ruled. I'm telling you, Prater's foul. And tell him I said it. I'll tell him. He's foul. Look, he obviously not embarrassed by it because he's doing it. So this is what I'm saying. Everybody with a broker license, our day is coming. These homeowners should sue our draws off for the stuff that we've been doing. Anyway, we're about out of time. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 70 hours. Who loves you? Radio Strongman. All right, we'll talk at you later. Bye. what it is. All right, my man.